Our goal as a game manufacturer, whether it's pinball or whatever, is to obviously expand the player base. In doing so, you expand the location base, and we all start making money again. And it's healthy for you, too, the collector enthusiast. So in doing that, obviously, we have to design fun and entertaining games. We have to offer variety to the operator. They can't all be Pat games. They can't all be George games, right? And matter of fact, I would say one of the weaknesses our company had before was that we tended to have, you know, one type of design. I'm sure you could all add to that, but let's just leave it there. But now we have a variety of products. And the other thing we know, is people like to compete. And what can you do it better on than a skill-based game? It's like playing baseball, football, soccer. Give a kid a rubber ball with his buddy and he'll throw it against the wall and have fun for hours. So we've got this beautiful platform to allow people to compete on a skill-based game. And the other thing we know people love, and you all do too, because you're out here playing right now, is recognition and reward. So we developed TOPS working with operators on the south side of Chicago. Why? Because they're the key. These are the guys that are going to put the stuff out there. These are the guys that have to maintain it. Well, let's face it, mechanical action games, you know, they require more maintenance, more effort. We've got a beautiful tricolor sign on top of the back box, a kit that installs in 15 to 20 minutes. You've got an interface board in the back box, which allows our CPU to communicate to the sign. And then you've got a button. The software's already built into the game's code. It's a matter of starting a tournament and ending a tournament. And you have progressive tournaments, which basically the factory default is you put a dollar in the game, the regular start button flashes, and the tournament start button flashes. It costs you a dollar to play a tournament game, or you can have two regular plays. We offer the player that option. Now, if you hit the start button for the tournament, the jackpot will go up 50 cents, and obviously there's 50 cents in the cash box for the operator. So he's not losing anything. You're paying a little bit more premium, but you have an opportunity to win some money. And you watch that jackpot grow and grow and grow. Then we have dollar play pinball. Now for you, you're saying, well, that's not good. But yes, it is. It's good for the industry. We need to bring more revenue in for the operator, and then we'll expand location and the player base.